Hi, Tony.
Hi,
Hi,
Tony.
everyone. Can we take a moment's silence, please? Followed by the service prayer. Thank you very much. God grant us the knowledge that we may act according to your divine precepts, instilling us a sense of your purpose. Make us servants of your will, and grant us a bond of selflessness, that this may truly be your work, not ours, so that no addict anywhere need die from the horrors of addiction.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you very much, everyone. My name's Tony. I'm an addict. I'm the vice chair of the Area Service Committee. Could we please have a roll call and identify yourselves, please?
We start from Sunday on or the Monday and work our way around.
Yeah, I think, yeah, I'm an addict. My name's Steve. I'm actually chair of this committee. So, hi.
Hi,
Hi,
Chair.
Steve.
Hi,
Hi,
Steve.
Steve.
I'm Jim, addict. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Jim.
I'm Ellie, an addict.
Hi,
Hi.
Ellie.
Really?
I'm Christine. I'm an addict representing the Tuesday Step 11 meditation meeting.
Hi, Christine.
Hi, Christine.
I'm Michael. I'm an addict. I'm representing the Let's Get Better Together 7 o'clock Monday meeting, as well as the RCM of the Hidden Group.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Hi,
Thanks
Michael.
very much.
I'm Anne Marie. I'm an addict. Please use my full name. I really get offended when people half-step my name. It is Anne Marie. I know it's a lot of syllables, but anywho, I'm glad to be here today. Thanks.
Hi,
Thank you, Anne
Anne
Marie.
Thank you,
Marie. And welcome.
Okay, let's say straight on to approval of last ASC's minutes.
Okay, by me.
Okay,
By me.
so. Okay, guys, I'm going to try and take the full meeting today. This is the first time doing it, so please be gentle. But if there's anything at all at any time that you feel the need to let me know about, please do so. I'm open to that. Thank you very much, guys. Right, we've got next on the list is election of trusted servants. What is the situation with our trusted servants at the moment? I think we've got all positions filled at area, haven't we? Could I just go to Steve on that? Is that correct?
Pretty much we need an alternate RCM would be useful, and an alternate secretary would be useful. I think other than that, the positions are filled.
Can I just ask what the clean time is on both of those positions? Is it
RCM is
RCM?
Is undefined currently, but I would think something like 4 years or something like that. So they've had to have really reasonably done service at area levels in order to kind of understand what was going on at the RSC. So they've done some sort of service at area, have some clean time, be aware of the steps and the traditions. That's the questions that are usually asked.
And for the position of the secretary, is that a year clean, Steve?
It is, yeah.
And be able to obviously take notes of the
Yeah.
ASC and transcribe, yeah?
Yeah, and have some technical ability to be able to do that, yeah.
Excellent. Thank you. We're going on to the Treasury report as of the 2nd of the 1st, 2022. Balance at the last ASC was at £1,282.89. The current financial status as of the 2nd of the 1st, 2022 is the PayPal balance is £688.63. The bank account balance is £644.65. We have an expenses out of £163.57. And part of that is £107.33 for the tri-annual website hosting fees, X10 premium. And we also donated a service pack to the new Cornish meeting in Falmouth at 56.24. The closing balance is £1,294.08. That's as of the 2nd of January this year. And that's the combined PayPal and bank account since last ASC 83.37 as of the 2nd of the 1st, 2022. Prudent reserve of £500 as set in June 2020. And we have a tradition serve 7 surplus of £833.28. Our current fixed annual expenses 21-22 for the website and domain and etc is £49.15 per year. The Blue Jeans account is £158.49. That's for a current Blue Jeans Enterprise account annual fee. The total for that is £207.64, which works out at 36p per meeting per week, or 49 cents American. Website reports. The website has been running well. Sorry, did someone want to come in there?
Yeah, just on the track. I think it'd be nice to ask people, give people the opportunity to ask questions about the Treasury report if they wanted to.
Apologies.
My name's Jim. I'm an addict.
Hi, Jim.
Hi. Can you just remind me what was decided about the starter pack for the Cornish report? My memory's bad. I can't remember. I can't remember anything about that.
I can answer that if you like, Tony.
Thank you, Steve.
Yeah, the last ASC, the issue came up from UKFD who had no money. They'd been sent a request at the time. They had no money. They'd been sent a request by a group in Cornwall asking for a starter pack, and it was passed on to us. I can't remember why, but we had a discussion about it at the last ASC, and it was decided that we would support that and provide a starter pack for that group, which we did, which was the amount reported in the Treasury report there, and it was discussed and proposed and adopted as being something we would do. The question remains whether or not FD have said that once they get their money, which they're hoping to get at this coming region, that they would be willing to reimburse us that for that. I feel personally we shouldn't get involved in that because it might get complicated, but that's just my opinion. But we can deal with that question as and when it arises. So yeah, we effectively used our Tradition 7 funds to help support a new meeting in Cornwall, which is kind of an outreach area. It's a place they've never been an NA meeting before. There's a face-to-face meeting. So that's it. Does that help, Jim? Does that clarify it?
Yes, please? Thank you. I just couldn't remember us talking about that. Thank you.
You're welcome. Just before we finish with the Treasury, just to let guys know that I've actually gone through with Debs, and Debs sends her apologies. She's still not well. Completed last year's spreadsheets, and just a couple of interesting bits of information that we started the year with a forwarded balance of £1,120.55, and ended up with, when I get to it, let me just squeeze this, there's all sorts of things in the way, a closing balance of £1,294.86 on the year, and we actually spent a total of £1,059.84 throughout last year from December to December, so 20 the whole 2020 to the current to the end of the year. So I'm just giving people a breakdown of, you know, where we're at. So we're quite healthy financially. We were actually a little bit above what we started with at the beginning of 2020. So the starting balance for this year is 1,300 and something, I think, or it was 1,294. So there's been some donations made since then. So the actual starting balance is as reported, actually. It's, if I can get to it, there it is. £1,333.28 total is the actual starting balance for this year. So I thought I'd let you know. I thought it'd be nice to just give you a bit of transparency. If anyone wants to look at those spreadsheets, like, I'll stick them up on the, I'll lock them up and I'll stick them onto the ASC page if anybody wants to look at them.
Yes, sir.
Thanks.
Can I ask you a question?
By all means.
Ellie, you go first then.
Hey, thanks, everybody. I'm Ellie Manatic. I did have a question. Maybe it's a stupid one, but the badges that we've created for our anniversary, our 10th anniversary, does that not figure onto any of this?
Yeah, that's all calculated into that.
Oh.
There's a line item in November, I think, of last year.
Okay.
Which shows that, which is the £220, and there's another little line item on that which is showing money's coming in, so we get some idea, and that'll be repeated onto the sheet for next year, so we get a bit of an idea of how much we're coming, because it was never about making money out of those, it's just right. About having a so if we break even on it, it's fine. If we don't, that's fine. Okay. It doesn't really matter. That's being notated on the spreadsheet.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Christine?
I'm an addict. It was the same question, so it doesn't matter. Thank you.
Cool. Yeah, there is an item on the agenda related to the badges, so I can try and give you an update.
Thank you, Steve.
You're welcome.
The website report.
Thank you, Steve.
The website has been running well with no reported problems. Backups are being taken regularly. Website and content, software and plugins, etc. are being updated as required. Would anyone like to ask any questions regarding the website report? Okay. RCM report. Will I pass that now over to Michael? Is our RCM?
Hello, family. I'm an addict named Michael. How are you?
Hi, Michael.
Let me just give me a moment. I think the last time that I spoke, I sent a copy of the region's report to the secretary, and hopefully she posted that. Now there are a couple of things that were requested, and one of them I'm not quite sure. Let me see if I can find that. It's on my phone, so. It's about the region treasury to find out what's going on with that. And the basic, oh, here it is. Oh, no, it's not. Basically, what they said to me in essence is they will have an actual treasure report on the next Regional Service Committee. So I'll give you more update on that when that comes along. There are a couple of things I also want to just point out to you guys as well, that they're actually looking for a treasurer with 5 years minimum clean, and it's a length of service. All these service positions are 1 year at the Regional Service Committee. I'm not sure if you have to be at RCM to take any of these positions. I just think, well, I do know that you, what I do know is you must have the clean time requirement in order to do these positions. And that's treasurer is 5 years, as I said before, vice secretary, which is 2 years, resource, which is 3 years, and vice resource, which is 2 years. I believe that the resource has been canceled for some reason because they don't have any. Oh no, it hasn't. It was another subcommittee, another committee from the region that was closed. Whoops. There's a report from UK Public Information that they're needing a liaison team. They have current two members, but looking for two other members for email and the for their flow fellowship liaison team. And basically, as the flow team is a service link between the UK. The PI subcommittee and all the areas, including ours, and passing any requests from the public to professionals about us. So that's another reason why they want that. I can send you a copy of that subcommittee, that report. And if it's for that, and that report to you guys.
Would it be helpful if I posted the action document onto the ASC page, Michael? I can do that.
Please.
Fantastic. I'll do that.
Thank you, Steve.
I'll make a note. Thank you.
I'm trying to think what else am I supposed to be talking about?
My name's Jim. I'm an addict.
Hi, Jim.
I've subsequently found out that what actually happened with the Treasury, they did have a Treasury person when the old steering committee just left them all. They did have an actual voted in treasury person called Leslie. Unfortunately, she's really ill. She got really sick. Yes. Sorry? Mm-hmm.
Yes, go ahead, sorry.
Have what? Sorry.
Go ahead, Jim.
Sorry, I didn't understand that.
No, the treasurer is now the chair of the region now. So, and she's sick right at this present moment.
No, the both.
Mm-hmm.
What's the name of the woman who's chair then?
Her name is Reese.
No, I'm talking about a woman called Leslie. Okay.
Okay. I have not a Scooby about that one.
Okay. I just found that out this morning. So.
Thanks, Jim. Oh. Does that explain why there's been no UK Treasurer? Is that what you're asking? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and I don't think we aren't too sure what's happening with the Vice Treasurer. So,
okay,
that's that. But people get ill, don't they? You know. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Jim.
Is there any other? Have you completed your your report there, Michael. Thank you.
I haven't. As a matter of fact, I was trying to do, I do apologize. I got distracted with a couple of things going on in my, around the house. My partner was talking to me. What, okay, just to give you guys context, when the request for a treasury came up in our group, I sent a, I'm a part of the UK RS, the UK RSC business group on WhatsApp. Anyway, that, and I shot a message to him, and he said he will have a full report at the next ASC, the vice treasurer. Right now, we don't have a treasurer. Unless Leslie is nominating herself as treasurer, which I've not heard of, because it's not in any of the reports I've been given from the RSC. She will not be treasurer until she's elected at the next RSC. So that's the information I got. Like I said before, they'll have a full report. We'll have a full, according to what I was told by the vice treasurer, we'll have a full report at the next region. There's not much going on at the region at this present time because there's a lot of little things going on. 1 second, please. My dog's driving me crazy. So. God. Sorry. Sorry about that, people. You can Domino's 1 second, please. Thank you very much. Okay, I do apologize. Okay. There was something else that I wanted to talk about that came in here. I think would be a point of interest. And that is from the UK resource, and that is the new Spiritual Principle A Day book has paper draft copies available if you're interested. So that's another, and I can send you that information as well. But basically, what the question is about the treasury, I'll let you guys know at the next ASC. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Michael. Does anyone need to ask any questions of Michael?
I know.
Michael. Can you just give committee names in full, because I don't know what happens in what different committees they've got when you're mentioning them. You said resources, but I'm not clear who they are or what they do.
That's a very good question, Christine. Thank you. Well, the resource is I believe the conduit that tells me what's going on at the region. And it's basically, it's the liaison, it's the group that get tallies all the information that a region gets from everywhere, i.e. all the reports for the groups from the ASCs. So, giving us and from world and from the European delegate. So that's how I understand it. Now, I do apologize. I have a lot on my plate as well. So I can get you more information. Maybe Steve can help me clarify that better than I can explain it. Well, basically,
guys, if it's helpful, resource is the archive committee, effectively, for the UK region. The resource committee is two people, resource and resource vice chair. They have responsibility for collating all the information relating to region and have control of all the documents, things like the guidelines and so forth. If there's changes in the guidelines, they're changed in real time during the committees. They also, they're responsible for sending out and receiving all information received by to and received and sent out from region. So it's quite a, it's a very important piece of the jigsaw puzzle in terms of how effectively region can run, can function. They currently aren't, those positions currently aren't filled. So they're being kind of doubled up by other members of the committee. So if anybody's got the technical ability and feels that they'd be willing to do it, it would be a really valuable thing to step up and do. But that's just open. Yeah. All those guides. What I could do to help you, Christine, is if I think it's on the last page of the Guide to Local Services. There is a kind of an appendix of explanations about what all the acronyms and abbreviations stand for. I can make that available on the ASC page as well.
Guide to Local Services.
Yeah, it's in the back of that, I think, all the various abbreviations.
I've never heard of it before, a resource committee.
Okay, that's fairly unique to the UK, I suspect. In that case,
we've got our own Guide to Local Services. We're not talking about the NE Guide to Local Services then.
Yeah, there's a bibliography at the back of the Guide to Local Services, but yeah, if you want to get an understanding of what all the committees do, I can put a current copy of the UK region guidelines onto the ASC page.
That would be more relevant if there are some things that are unique.
Yeah, I can do that.
I'm saying that the guide to local services for NE has a list of possible committees.
Yeah, pretty much. Good document. If you're interested in it, it's worth looking at, worth reading through. But the UKNA guide to the guide to the UKNA region, the guidelines is a separate document, and like that has.
Well, I'd like to see that. Please make that available.
I will put that up. I've made a note of that as well, so that I've got a few things I can stick up there. Anybody interested in the spiritual principle of day stuff, if you look on the ASC page, currently has a copy of the interim conference agenda report for 2022. As marked under last month's agenda ASC, it was made. I made people aware of that last month or two ago.
Yeah.
There's also the Spiritual A Day Principle Approval Draft. If anybody wants to look at that, that is a question that's going to be up at region in the not this region but next region, asking for a conscience. I would suspect if that's.
So we need to make that available to our groups and then get a conscience from them around it and come back to this ASC the next time round with
that's right. All those documents are on the ASC page.
Okay.
I have a question.
It can be a paperback copy of it because it hasn't been approved. So all it can be what we already know is there.
It's a PDF, yeah. Though you can purchase a paperback copy from NORS for $10.
Yeah.
It's Penelope Addict. I have a question.
Hi, Penelope.
Hello. How are we supposed to get a conscience? I mean, you know, like, if people aren't aware of what is the spiritual principle of day, for example, and I know this will come up later, it's just something that we questioned in the Thursday meeting. There were some options in terms of the meeting that we wanted to explore, one of them being that. And I just wonder if legally what the situation is to using any of the literature that's unapproved but can be kind of explored in conscience. That's all. I just wondered if there's any rules and regulations around that.
That's a really good question. My understanding, for clarity, to help people understand the process, is that a motion was passed at the World Service Conference a few years ago now, in the last 10, I think, that allowed World Services a 90-day review process for all new NA literature. So it's 90 days. So they can technically put a copy of a new piece of literature out and give the fellowship 3 months to approve it.
That's useless. It's not time enough. That's what you've been doing for years now, and rushing things through because it gets them more revenue, and that is not enough. You need a year minimum to review something like another daily reading book.
I remember with the Just for Today one, we had hard copy of it that went out to each DSR, and it was in the literature table. But if everybody wanted to borrow it and use it, and how workable it was in their recovery, it does need time. I agree, Christine. But, it's the way we have to deal with what we have to deal with. But I'm just wondering if if they'd come down on us in a lawsuit if we decided to try and use it in the meeting to get a conscience on it.
I think it's a fucking brilliant question, Penelope. I think it would be worthwhile asking RRCM to beg that question at Region. Is it appropriate to use unapproved literature in meetings as part of the process of making a reaching a conscience to approve it?
That's a
really good question to ask. Where does approval draft literature fit within the FIPT? Does it even fit at all? My understanding of it is that the general kind of consensus of thought is that only approved literature can be used in meetings.
Yeah, that's a rude point, isn't it? But how do you get a conscience?
The point of order, before any of this discussion began, Ellie had her hand up.
Sorry about that.
Okay, Ellie, I'm Ellie Manatic. I just wanted to make a note that I'm not sure which version you put up, Steve, but there was a duplicate of one of the days, so they made a newer copy of it. A newer PDF. I received an email not too long ago. So there's an even newer version PDF. But that was the first thing. But I'm not sure about this. But when I was on NAWS on NA.org, I did see documents stamped, because when I was looking for literature for illness and recovery meetings, I was just looking through everything. There was some literature that's actually stamped that actually says you cannot use that for it. This is not to be used in meetings. So I'm wondering if the PDF that they put out has that same information saying that you cannot use it. And if it doesn't, then there's a good chance that we can, to make that determination whether we want to approve it or not. Just a thought. So. That's all I've got.
I can just intonate, if I could just say something about that. All literature that's not approved, they ask the fellowship to have an ad hoc committee of people to look over the literature. At least this is what I learned from when I was living in California, with one of the pieces of literature. I can't remember which one it was, but they had a group of people who had an ad hoc committee to look over the literature that was to be approved and send their recommendations and whatnot to the area of the region about that particular literature that was not to be used at a formal meeting. So an ad hoc committee can look over the literature, have a meeting about it, and discuss it as a meeting, but it's a service to the area rather than to the groups per se as for use. So that way, when it is approved, then the groups can use it. But they have That's how I understand it, the protocol to be.
It does seem rather pedantic when you're trying to get a conscience from, you know, as a usable piece of literature.
Right.
You know, to not put it out.
My name's Tony, I'm an addict.
Mm-hmm.
I heard what you said there, Michael. So what you're saying is, in reality, each member of the ASC, GSRs included, et cetera, should read that specific pamphlet book and then take a vote on it to give to us, to the region. Is that correct?
That's absolutely how I understand it to be done.
So
if I'm not mistaken, that's how most literature that is put out is done. It's up to, you know, it's up to the fellowship to take a look at it. It's the thing is that it's not a formal piece of literature for the fellowship as of yet. It's a draft. So therefore, it's asking the fellowship, okay, do you approve what's been written? If yes, fantastic. If no, tell us what to improve on or what have you. Because this is the same kind of stuff that has been going. You know, they want to take instead of professional copywriters, they're asking the fellowship to put their input into this.
Thank you, Michael. Can I just, Steve, is it possible then, because that's what I'm hearing from Michael, is that obviously the group members of the ASC read them the literature that's been on draft. Is it possible, is that something that we can do ourselves? Is there a draft copy that each member of the ASC could have to read to then make a vote on it?
You can download it as a PDF, by all means, that's for free. That is the copy of which is on, the link to that is on the ASC page. If you want a paper copy of it, you've got to order that from World at the cost of $10. If you wanted to read a hard copy of it. The question I think that Penelope was raising was, well, I think it's a really good question. Where does approval draft material lie, sit within the FIPT? And is it, because I think it's not unreasonable to say, well, a group would like to look at this. We'd like to read through a few bits of this and get a sense of whether it's something that we as a group would like to approve and do it collectively. Whether that means that if a group was doing that, would it be outside the guidelines of what a group is in terms of only reading approved NA literature? Although it's technically only a suggestion, but it's kind of widely accepted as being the way it's done. Mm. Where does that leave groups that are doing that? So I think it's a really legitimate question. Where does approval draft material fit within the FIPT? And it does say on the bottom, to purchase paper copies, yada, 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 says not for reproduction. It actually states that on the draft. I'm looking at one of the, it says that on every single page, not for reproduction. So is it covered by the FIPT or isn't it? I think that's a very good question.
So Steve, what you're saying is we need to ask that question in the region, yeah?
I think it'd be an interesting question to see what the regional delegate had to say about it.
Because obviously what I'm hearing also, and I think it's a good point, is like a 90-day period to actually get our trusted servants to vote on that.
Yeah, that's as it stands. But I mean, be aware, the Spiritual Principle of the Day project has been up and running for a couple of years, and it's been widely made available to individuals to participate in the process of writing the book. So each section of the book has gone through an approval, a kind of review process as it's gone along. And that's it's at least a couple of years, probably four. So the fellowship's had an awful lot of input. This is literally World Service Office, NAWS, asking for the final approval of a book that's been in production for a number of years already. So they're saying that the review process is kind of more or less taken place. They're just looking for a tick in the box. Is the fellowship happy to allow
No,
this?
I'm sorry. That is, I've got a real issue. I don't agree with that. There have been subcommittees, and the call went out for people to contribute entries. That's all that came to the fellowship in advance. Only people involved in writing it, and I don't even know the process by which this has happened. Sorry, I don't agree with you, Steve. Strongly disagree.
Okay, fine. No, that's fine. But my understanding of this is an approval draft for final approval by the fellowship. Don't shoot the messenger. That's my understanding of what this is. They're asking for approval of this draft for final production and to be put out and made available for purchase by any interested member who wants to buy it. That's it. That's as much as I know. I'm just reporting the facts as I'm aware of them. If I'm wrong about that review process that's taken place over the last number of years and people contributing to the book itself, I stand corrected. But that's what they're asking for at the moment. Is this is what we've got. This is what we've worked on. This is what we're asking you to approve for final to allow them then to publish it. And make it a piece of approved literature. It will pass. There's no doubt about it.
In reality, we need to go back to Michael to add that question about approved literature being used in groups. Yeah, that's the one question. The other question is, and what I'd like to ask is everyone happy that Michael asked that question about
yes.
Is everyone agreeing with that?
Yes.
I agree.
Ellie, yeah.
I would like a second question asked. Sorry, I got cut off there. I'm outside now with the dog. I got cut off coming through a dead spot. I would also like to ask, can there be some transparency around the process of the compilation of all the entries that were requested from members? And yes, that process has been going on for a few years, but someone somewhere, I would hope it was a subcommittee, not a subcommittee, a working group or whatever, decided which entries to accept, which entries to reject, edited it, etc. I would like to know what that process was. I have no idea.
I could get that information to you, Christine. Would that that would be directed to you? Would that help?
Why am I the only person that doesn't know?
No.
I think it should be something that
a lot of people don't know. But yeah, well, but you're asking
that
for
people don't.
But
am
it's
I
a
the
lot.
Only person that... Sorry.
No, I'm just saying it's a lot of paperwork to find out what the process is.
I'm Did sorry. You... The reason the NA service structure has gone to pot is because people took shortcuts. Things are done for convenience, and I believe that it's a gradual process, but it's happened. Decisions are being made for us. By who? So I think I'm not going to come back and vote on it. It's like taking it back to my group. And in order to do that, it was my job, writing information resources. You need to know what the process was before you can vote on anything.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm understanding that. I'm understanding it. And I do remember a couple of years ago getting an email myself about being, if I chose to write something about myself to be in there. But I chose not to, but that was a couple of years ago. So I just remember it in the back of my mind. I wonder if you can help me out here, Steve. So what we're asking is two questions to be Michael to ask at the RCM. Well, there's three actually. The transparency around the Treasury, the Treasury. Also about NA approved literature, the group, and also about the process of the literature for approval. Is that correct? Is that right in saying that, guys?
That's what I would like, but I might be the only one.
Right, so can we, on the last question, can we...
Can I clarify something for you then, Tony?
Yes, please.
Okay, the approval process of literature, according to the Guide to World Services, it's on page 40, it starts on page 43 of the Guide to World Services, approval process for NA literature. If anybody wants to see that, it's available. So all the processes, and it takes you through fellowship approved, conference approved, World Board approved, the approval process for recovery literature, which is, I guess, what this virtual principle today is. It's saying it's, let me see if I can get something here. Review for literature development, the World Board is sent out for review period before development of approval form draft. The time and method of review considering transitions is determined by the World Board based on needs of the fellowship and the peace in development. Review form literature is not for use or display in NA meetings. Approval form literature is prepared by the World Board and is distributed for a period of time considering translation is determined by the World Board of not less than 150 days. So so that's changed. The length of this approval period is determined by the World Board based on the needs of the fellowship and the piece being considered for approval. Approval form literature should not be read during NA meetings, although it may be sold and made available to members at NA meetings. World Service Conference approval. The conference shall not vote on any proposals to change existing fellowship approved NA literature. It's going into all of that good stuff. But I mean, so yeah, the approval, what we're looking at is A, B and C. Approval form literature is what it says there. And it also looks, it talks about the review. So the review form, literature development by the World was set out for review period before the development of approval form draft. So what they've been doing is doing the reviewing of the process. That's what's been taking place. They're now looking for approval of the actual, they're on to stage two of it, which is approval. So they're looking to approve it, having reviewed it.
Yes,
that's what they're saying. So that answers the question. Whether we agree or disagree with that is irrelevant, because that's the status of the game. And if any of that wanted to be changed by anybody, it would require a motion from a group brought to the area, taken to region to adopt it, and for it to be included in a motion in the conference agenda report for a future World Service Conference. That's the way the process works. So if Christine, you felt strongly enough about it and was willing to bring a motion, if the area was to agree with the motion and say, yeah, we're happy to adopt that as a motion, and then it would have to go to the region to look at it and decide whether they were then collectively, all the other areas in the UK were happy to support that motion, that could then be considered as something that we could be included as a motion to be put into the conference agenda report at some point in the future. Does that make sense? Does that help? Does that clarify the situation?
I'm Christina Menardic. Can I make a couple of things clear?
Okay.
I'm sure there's nothing wrong with this piece of literature. It is on a point of principle. I am raising this point.
Yep.
So what we're being told is the World Board has compiled this piece of literature, this draft guide.
It's been developed, yeah. What it's actually, how, I'll read it again. Literature developed by the World Board is sent out for a review period before the development of an approval form draft. The time and method of this review, considering translations, is determined by the World Board based on the needs of the fellowship and the piece in development. Review form literature is not, so two, review form literature is not used for display in any meetings. So in the case of the Spiritual Principle of Day review process, as being a review and compilation process where they've done it section by section. This is my understanding of how it's worked. Individuals were invited to submit material as the first part of the process. The second part for each section, the second part of the process was for a working group put together, was then given opportunity to look at that submitted material, decide which was usable or which wasn't, and come up with a kind of a working document, which would be that section of the book, which was then reviewed by, given a review process. That's been taking place over a number of years as the book has been being compiled.
Where do you get your understanding from? Is that what you, where is that written down? Where do you get your understanding from? Or are you just saying that's your understanding because that's how it should be?
Well, no. That's how it's been happening because we haven't been part of the region. We haven't been part of that process, but that has been out there that if anybody was interested in it, the opportunity was given to any member of the NA Fellowship to take part in that review process and be part of the submission process of for material to be included in the book.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. But what I've got
that's a fact. That's
really is the World Board decides how long the review process should be based on the needs of the fellowship. Who decides the needs of the fellowship? The World Board? So, because that's just, you know, that's not how it should be. It's like they're deciding what we review and how long we've got to do it based on what they think we need. Shouldn't be asking us what we think we need, and that's my main argument.
Well, the book came from a motion that was made at the World Service Conference probably 10 years ago. As I can't give you the exact dates, but the histology of the creation of a new piece of literature was it would have been a proposal. There would have been that would have been then.
It's just 3 months to review it is. That where does that come from? I understand everything you're saying, Steve. And but why have they've decided on 3 months based on what we need? How did they come upon that figure of that time period of 3 months? How did they assess our needs? It's not for them to assess our needs. It's for us to tell them what we need. And I believe we need at least a year to review a piece of literature.
I agree with you.
So, Tony Addict, so is the question still to be asked at region? That's where I'm at the moment. Put me right if I'm wrong. But Michael asks about the time element regarding a new piece of literature and World Service approval. Can I have any help there with anyone?
Yeah.
Are we voting for this question to be asked at the next World Service meeting?
You seem to have answered the question about whether we could use it in meetings. And you've answered my question about what the process was. I would like a motion that's what I'm asking. this ASC believes, or doesn't, this ASC believes that 90 days is an adequate time period to fully assess the draft. That's what I would like us to get a conscience on. Whether we as trusted servants do that today or whether we take it back to our groups, you know, that's what I'm proposing. Is there anyone that would second that?
I think it's definitely something I would second that. I mean, I think it's definitely something that he's looking at. But I correct myself, because the 90-day approval process is for changes in the literature and service material. What I've just read there was that is 150 days, which is slightly longer.
That's still quite tight.
That's still 6 months. So I agree. Yeah. So,
no,
so
it's 5 months.
Yeah, I would agree. In pretty. Yeah. So I would second the motion to the World Service NORS need to revisit the approval process for book length pieces of literature to allow the fellowship time to fully.
That's a new piece of literature. It's a massive piece of literature.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Book length pieces.
How long did it take them to review the very first edition of the basic text draft? Jake is the answer to that, and I'm going to be asking them.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, I would second that as a motion, as something as something that we could put into old business and revisit.
Yeah, I mean, it won't make any difference this time, I don't think. But
no chance.
As a fellowship and as people who feel strongly uncomfortable with the power, I will say, of the World Board to decide things on our behalf. That's not the NEA I came to in 1989.
The cynic in me, Christine, says, of course they want to approve this book as quickly as possible so they can get it out onto the bookshelves so they can raise some revenue from it. That's it.
I just said that.
But
we all know that that's true. Well, we might not all know, but those of us who've been paying attention to that side of things do know that that's true. That especially with online meetings now, because they're terrified they're not going to get enough to pay their wages.
I've made a note, Christine, to revisit the length of review process for book length pieces of literature.
New literature. We could be specific, just to be a bastard. We could say over 2,000 words or 5,000 words. You know what I mean?
Thanks.
I'm going to ask a question that maybe Steve. I'm sorry to put it all on you, Steve, but you seem to be the one that the font of knowledge. Isn't there any World Board Literature Committee that does some of this stuff, and isn't it made up of addicts from across the board?
Okay, so the World Service is disbanded the World Literature Committee many years ago. What happens is that they put together project work groups. So a project work group would have been convened for the purpose that. Going back into the process a little bit, once the motion to adopt the idea of producing a new piece of literature is passed at the World Service Conference, that then gets added to the list of to-do things for the World Board. Mm-hmm. They would then, if I recall rightly, so the World Board, World Conference participants are given a list of what issues that they would like to see discussed and what projects they would like to see moved forward. So. That list would have been produced. It would have been given to the World Conference participants. This particular piece of work would have come to the top of the pot, and the World Board would have then been directed to start the project. To make the project happen, they would then have to create a work group whose remit was to go out and produce this piece of literature, and that then would have been involved all the stuff about inviting people to participate and the material and all that good stuff all the way through the process. That's how that is done. So there is no World Board, there is no World Literature Committee anymore. They disbanded the subcommittees of the World Services years ago. So there's no World PI, there's no World HNI, there's no World Literature Committee, all that kind of good stuff. Mm. That again was something that happened in the early 90s. So it's done by project. It's project by project, which is interesting because effectively we mirror that model by saying we don't have subcommittees, we have working groups created to solve certain problems. That's how that works. Does that answer the question, Michael?
It's a service board.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's not.
So it's not violating the ninth tradition, what I understand.
Yeah, okay, yeah, it could well be. I mean, service boards are directly responsible to those they serve.
Okay, I've proposed a motion, it's been seconded. What's people have got their hand up. What's the rest of the group thinking? I mean, what is the conscience? Do we have a motion that's been passed?
That's down to Tony to facilitate that. Go ahead, Tony.
Yeah. My name's Tony Benedict. I'd like to have a vote on the proposal that Christine's made to be taken to region.
I second.
It's already been seconded.
We've got a second. I mean, what we're trying to do is consensus-based decision. Yeah, does anybody have an issue with us asking that question?
Oh, no.
Well, I see that's a consensus in that case. So we asked them that question, Michael.
Thank you, Christine.
We put that proposal forward to UK region is what I mean. And yes. Then whether you know, then it'd be up to all the other RSMs or whatever they're called these days.
Yeah, that probably won't happen this month. Can I just tell you guys that there is a process for that. There is a proposal kind of form that Michael will need to fill in on our behalf, and all proposals need to have the actual proposal. There's some more details that it's need that are required, things like cost implications and all that kind of good stuff, in order for a motion to be listened to at region.
Yeah, there's no cost implication.
Yeah, so let's yeah, we could I can
work with that to next year.
Are you happy, Michael, for me, you and I to get together with that and put something together and then bring it back to the ASC next time as a firmed up kind of this is a proposal and for a motion, and if we approve it, then take it to region in March or whenever it'll be. How does that sound, Michael?
Yes, please.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Yeah, that's all. I mean, this is something I'm going to, I made a pledge to myself recently that I wasn't going to just let it go. You know, I'm back. I'm a member. Okay. I don't know what they're doing, you know, and I'm going to start. I've only just got started, basically. This is all of.
Great.
Right. Thank you, Christine. Thank you, Steve. Thank you. I'm also quite aware of the time as well, and we need to now go on to group reports. What I usually do is go through the meetings and ask for the individuals, the GSRs, or anyone that's representing that group to give a report. So I'm going to start with the Monday lunchtime STEP meeting. Is there anyone here at this meeting? Representing the STEP meeting on Monday lunchtime.
I'm an addict. My name's Steve. I'm kind of ad hoc moderator for that group, and I can report that it's going well. Everything's fine. Good numbers. Good meeting. Thanks.
Thank you, Steve. The Monday evening, Let's Get Better Together group. Is there a representative from that group?
I'm an addict named Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Message carried. It gets approximately 10 people that shows up to the meeting on a regular basis. We changed the formats ever so slightly. We do still do step, tradition, and living clean. However, we use the how and why instead of the basic text, because it tends to be a rather, it goes into a lot more explanation than what the basic text, but that anyway. So it actually gives a little bit more clarity to the literature. So that's what we're, so, and it seems like we're carrying the message and it's good. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. The Tuesday lunchtime meditation meeting, is a representative here for that meeting, or someone speak on their behalf? Okay. The Tuesday evening Ask It Basket meeting, representative from that group?
I'm an addict named Michael. I'm a GSR for the group. I forgot to mention that I was a GSR. Message carried. We get approximately 12 people at our meeting. It's a great little meeting. All trusted servants are accounted for. By the way, I'm going to just step back to the Monday meeting. We don't have a GSR, we don't have a greeter, but me and Lisa do quite fine, just within ourselves. So thank you.
Thank you, Michael. We're on to the Wednesday lunchtime Just for Today meeting, a representative from that group. No. Wednesday lunchtime. Oh, yeah, sorry, I made a mistake there. Apologies. Wednesday evening women's meeting, a representative from that specific group. No. Thursday lunchtime. IP meeting, a representative from that group? No. Thursday, illness and recovery meeting, I believe that's you, Jim, the GSR.
Hello, Jim, I'm an addict.
Hi, Jim.
We've had some changes there. New chairman and new posting person. I'm just about to stand down from that, so if anybody knows anybody who wants to take that on, then please get in touch. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Jim. The Friday evening Living Clean meeting. Is there a representative here for that meeting? Okay.
Yeah, I'm Steve and I'm an addict. I'm chair of that meeting. Meeting is running well. Penelope's here as a GSR. Penelope, would you like to say something about that? Hello, Penelope. No, she's not playing. Okay, yeah, meeting's running well. We're happy with the way it's going. We got GSR, we got a greeter. It's all numbers are 15 to 20 plus. It's a good meeting. That's it. Message
carried, etc. And I think this is your representative for the Saturday meeting as well, the speaker meeting, Steve?
Yeah, I'm involved in service for that. I'm a chair of that meeting. That meeting is also going well. Great message being carried. Numbers are beginning to increase slightly in that meeting, which is nice. We continue to get great speakers, and all those speakers are being put up on the Ignis Speaker Library. And just as a quick addendum to that, we've started adding the speakers from the Let's Get Better Together meeting over the last few months. They have a speaker every month and they're recording that and they're being put on there now as well. There's five up there currently, I think. Thanks.
Thank you, Steve. Sunday evening Just for Today meeting. Is a representative here at this group?
Nivelli, the Saturday night speaker meeting?
No, the Sunday evening Just for Today meeting.
Oh, well, I'm the GSR for the Saturday night meeting, so
sorry.
Steve went ahead and did it. Okay.
My apologies. That was my fault, Ellie. Apologies. Any matters arising from the group reports?
I'm an addict named Michael. I do have one question. Illness and Recovery Meeting, they do have a speaker on the last Friday, last Thursday of the month. I was just curious if they were interested in having any of their speakers recorded.
Actually, Michael, I think that's a fabulous idea. Because there's a lot of people, I know a few people on the Australian side for whom the 6:30 meeting is just impractical. 6:30 p.m. this side, even in summer, you know, even in when the time difference is a little bit better, and it would be useful to have those shares recorded, I think.
So, can I come in there? My name's Tony, I'm an addict. Would it be best that Jim would ask the question in the group conscience at that meeting
if
everyone was willing to have the recording of the last, I think it's the last 13 month speaker meeting? Is that something that you would be willing to do, Jim?
My name's Jim, I'm an addict. This Thursday, that'll be the very last thing I do then. I can have the meeting that. No problem.
Thank you very much, Jim.
I didn't give my group report at the right time. Is that what you're doing just now?
Sorry, I'm doing the reports have already been submitted. I asked them that question.
Really, I've done that.
And went through that. So basically all I've done is ask Jim, as he's GSR, to take it to the group conscience on the Thursday meeting regarding recording of speakers.
Yeah, great idea.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you for that, Michael. I don't know why I didn't think of it. Given that, bear in mind, some people may not want to be recorded because of the sensitive nature of that meeting. Just, you know, some people only share about their illness in that meeting because of judgments that have, you know, so we'll see how it goes. I think it's a great idea in principle.
Thank you, Christine. I'm on to the next thing around, the growth of groups and new meetings. Anything?
I would like to start a newcomers meeting. What did you mean by new meetings?
Well, the growth of the Hickner groups, i.e. which is, you've just said you'd like to start another meeting in the process.
Yeah, I would like to start a newcomers meeting, but I would only do it if we can get a full service committee together because of what's happened in the meditation meeting.
Yeah,
I've already got... I would use the same idea that we used in the... I've already got it all, you know, how the format of it and all that, which I'd be proposing to use. But that would be for if people come forward with an interest in serving at a newcomers meeting. I'd propose a weekend morning.
So would that be something that each group GSR needs to discuss?
I think it's just something that I'll talk to people about.
Okay, so that's on the table then, yeah? Thank you.
Yeah, just to say that's the usual process to doing that, is Christine, if you get a service committee together, come to the area with that proposal, time, date, etc., etc., yeah. And rock and roll.
Yeah, that's how it would happen. I'll put some feelers out and see if anyone's interested.
I've seen Michael has his hand up, Tony.
Sorry, I didn't see that.
Right.
Steve, would you be willing to take over at the moment, please?
I can do that.
Yeah. Thank you,
Michael,
very much.
You have a question.
I do. It has to do with, it's probably more so to do with a topic which we'll be talking about a little bit later, Basically, look, I think that we will get more participation with this group, with other groups, if we announce ourselves on UKNA website, online meetings. That way, people could see, oh, there is an alternative, because that was, currently we're not on there. So
yeah.
And we cannot, you know, people won't, if people don't know we're there, they can't find us unless they have to look online, you know, look for Pigna Group and then all this other malarkey that we have to do. So this is a, so we have this resource that we can actually do that. And that, and once we get that resource down, maybe we'll get more participants.
Thank you. Can I get us to table that to new business? That is actually, as you correctly said, it's on the agenda.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Cool. No worries. But yeah, as noted. Anything else? Anybody got anything to add, anything else to add in regard of anything that's come out of the group report? I'm going to take that as a no. Thanks, guys. So we're into old business. I'm never sure whether to put old business before or after new business, but it is where it is. So the question of guidelines, Hignor policy, I understood that some of our members were going to try and get together and start discussing that. Has that been happening or has it not been happening? Where are we at? Talking about an area policy here. Okay, I'm going to assume by the silence that that's not happening, not happened. So I'm going to, hopefully those that will, that the people that are willing to do that might continue to have a look at it. The old question of use of Tradition 7 funding is there. Has anybody got anything that they want to bring right now in terms of a proposal for something that we might choose to use our Tradition 7 funding for currently? I think we have a moratorium on making a donation to region until such times as our questions regarding the region treasury funds are kind of resolved. So that isn't up for grabs just for this month, but may come up next month. Okay, again, I'm going to hear a bit of a nothing to see here, as they say. The other thing was future direction of Hignor, another old business, PI and H&I reps. Unfortunately, that still isn't happening. I have had a conversation as chair with one of our GSRs who's willing to participate in the PI. If the individual that was offering to attend last month's UK PI wants to step away for that, or wants to continue to try and do that. So I'm putting that out there. I'm not sure if Penelope can hear us. Can you hear us, Penelope? She's actually gone. Okay, I'm not sure what's going on with that. Just to let you guys know that I've had a conversation with one of our GSRs who's willing to do that. And we've kind of agreed that we'll go together as a pair to the next PI committee meeting, which would be sometime in January. And we still need someone who might be willing to step up and do that for H&I and be an initial contact, and then possibly looking at the viability of creating a service position of someone who's willing to represent Hignor at the UK H&I committee.
I'm an addict, Nimeli. What does that entail? I mean, what exactly?
It would be a once a month attendance of a Zoom meeting, UK H&I, just initially just to let them know that we're here, just to kind of get our finger on the pulse of what region the rest of the areas in the region are doing in respect of H&I, particularly in respect of the online stuff. But I understand that there is some discussion taking place between government GLO, which is Government Liaison Officer at the UK HNI, and they're working together with UKPI, I believe, to try and get discussions going with the idea of being virtual, bringing virtual meetings into UK prisons, which is a discussion I feel that we would benefit from being a part of, possibly. Does that explain that, Ellie?
Yeah, thank you.
It's not about being a chair of an HNI committee, subcommittee as such. It's just being someone who's willing to represent HIGNA at HNI and say, hi, here we are, guys. We're just here to, like, get a feel for it.
Mm-hmm. Do they have to be from the UK?
No. Why? Not necessarily. It's virtual, so they do meet online.
Mm-hmm. So I'd like to think about it for a little while. I might want to do that, but I've never done anything more than GSR, so, you know, I'd like to think about it for now.
Fantastic. Awesome. Thank you, Ellie.
Thank you, Ellie.
Thank you, Ellie. If I can say something about that. I talked to somebody who was going to be liaison for HNI meeting, and they missed that meeting by a day. I gave them all the information, and they missed the HNI meeting, the UK HNI meeting. So it wasn't that they weren't interested, it's just that they completely forgot about it, forgot the exact time and day it was supposed to happen. So
thank you, Michael.
It's on somebody's part, but it just didn't happen. So
okay. So I think we just keep, I think the idea then is we just keep trying. I know who you're talking about. Do you want me to talk to them and find out where they're at with it? Is that a good idea, guys, that I do that?
Yes, that would be a good idea, Steve. Thank you.
Okay, I'll have a conversation with that person and see where they're at and get back to you, Ellie, as well. I mean, it may be something, again, that, you know, initially, it might be nice to have two of us turning up at these committees to start with. You know, there's no reason why that can't happen, to support each other through that process.
Mm-hmm, thank you.
No worries. Okay, guys, so moving on, new business. So as Michael brought up, listing HIGNA meetings on UKNA website, it was brought up that there might be someone who was going to be approached to possibly become our meetings coordinator. In other words, one individual responsible for listing the meetings on UKNA.org. I think it's a no-brainer that we do that. Let me mute. Let me just mute Christine. There we go. I don't think she's talking to us. Okay, where was I? Yeah, since then,
because I've done that so fucking many times, remarkably.
Christine, please mute, keep your mic muted, thank you, for a minute. Okay, I've had a conversation with our vice chair, who is willing to do that, to take on that role. So, over to you, Tony, on that one.
My name's Tony, I'm an addict.
Hi, Tony. Yeah,
I've had a conversation with Steve about this position, and with his help, I'm sure if everyone agrees, is that I take up that position of the monitoring calls to the HIGNA groups in relation to Narcotics Anonymous. I think that's all I need to say. So basically, I think what it entails is that I basically have a phone number. Each and every group, the 11 groups we have, we will have a specific telephone number as a helpline. Yeah. I said to Steve that I'd be willing to do that. It also, part of it is a bit that we post all of the meetings we have on HIGNA onto the nauk.org so that people can connect with us, basically, other suffering addicts So with that, I'm going to pass it back to you, Steve. I think maybe you might have to have a vote on that one, yeah?
Okay, yeah, that sounds good. So yeah, Tony's putting himself up as our Higna point of contact for the meetings list on ukna.org, and also be the contact. What Tony's said to me is he's got a dual SIM phone, which will enable him to use a separate phone number for Higna contact, and there will be one phone number and one email that we'll create that will be the point of contact for all of that information. And then Tony will go, Tony and I can go through the process and input all the data for all the meetings onto that website, onto the website. So if people are happy with that, is there anybody got an objections to that? Or anybody got anything they want to ask about that? I'm going to go to the people view to see if there's anybody got their hands up.
You have a question. Go for it, Jim.
I'm Jim. No, I just think that's a great idea. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. Michael?
Question is, you were saying something about phone numbers. It's not the person who runs the group's phone number. It's a blanket phone number. Is that
would be pretty much it. I mean, the point being that it's common practice for areas to have a meetings coordinator. They would normally be called a where to find coordinator, who would be responsible for collating the information from the various groups. This has come up by the fact that there are a number of individuals doing service, that some individuals doing service at the meetings have felt a way about possibility of putting their personal phone numbers out there. The other thing is that the trusted servants on some meetings change, so the point of contact would change. So having a centralised helpline number from someone who knows everybody else, knows everybody, if there's a call for the Monday night meeting, that individual would then, so Tony doing that position would then be able to get in touch with you and say, we've had a call about this, about your meeting, can you answer a question or whatever it might be, or pass on a piece of contact information to them, to you. Do you see what I mean? Does that make sense, Michael?
Sorry. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Thank you.
Fantastic. So it's a one point of contact. So otherwise, if we've got 11 individuals all being responsible for doing it, if some groups aren't doing it, it means that information starts getting dodgy, and you still have to put, each meeting has to have its own, has to have a point of contact, an email and a phone number, and each entry has to have a point of contact from the person who's entered that information, their personal email or their email and their phone number. That's verification. That's a verification process that the UKNA.org meetings coordinators request, is that they want to be able to contact the person putting the information in to ensure that the data is accurate before they publish it. That's what that process is. But the number that would be listed for the meeting itself, the contact number, is for helpline purposes. So that's pretty simple, really, I think. Okay. Does anybody object to Tony doing this position? I'm hearing a no. Congratulations, Tony. You've got the position.
Well done.
Tony Green.
Well done. Great stuff, man.
Well done.
Gives that a huge hoo-yah. Thank you, Tony. And you and I will get together sometime in the next few days, and we'll go through that process, if that's okay with you.
That's wonderful. I'd like to thank everyone for allowing me to do further services at Higna. Thank you very much.
Okay. Fantastic.
I'm Ellie Manatic. I have a question. Can I just ask a quick question about my position as GSR in general? Sometimes when I'm in a meeting, I don't know what I'm supposed to bring back to my group, per se. I don't have a general. I mean, I could look at the minutes, but do we... Do we have a list of something that I should bring back? I mean, I don't know.
That's a good question, Ellie. It's something I thought about actually fairly recently in terms of what's on the minutes, and there needs to be a field in the minutes for the equivalent of what region does, which is action points. So that would enable us, if there's any consciences being asked of the groups with regard to any business that's discussed here, that would be clearly shown in the minutes, that would enable the GSRs to look at the minutes and say, well, okay, I need to ask this question or that question or the other question. Would that be helpful?
Yeah, very.
So I can do that. Even though Lisa's not here, she has said that she'd love to do the minutes from the recording. So what I can do is, once that's all done, I'll have a chat with her. We'll add a new field to the minutes template to allow for that to take place. So if there's any questions that have arisen that we're asking the groups to make a conscience of, which I don't believe there's any necessarily this month as such. Well, maybe there is. I mean, we've made an assumption that all the groups would like to be added to the UKNA meetings list. Some of the GSRs and representatives of groups aren't here today, so do we go ahead with that or not? Maybe that's a question that needs to be asked just to get a tick in the box. I can't see people saying no, but that might be one thing that we can add to that. Thanks for the question, Ali. What else have we got going on? Badges. Okay, I'm just looking, and to my great delight, in response to a phone call I made this morning, I have an email from the badge people saying, hi Steve, we are shipping your order today by DPD to the address in your email below. So we should receive the badges by the end of this week.
Yay.
Yay, woohoo!
At long last. If that's the case, I will make a note on the WhatsApp group when I actually receive them, and I would guess that would give us an opportunity in each of our groups to be promoting the existence of those badges. I have a list already of individuals that have requested them. Some payments have been received. What I will do is I'll email anybody that's emailed us asking for badges with the details of how the payments are going to get made. We're going to be paying the payments into the bank rather than the PayPal account, because it's easier then to clarify what they are. So I'll put that together in an email and get that sent out. Fabulous. That's really good news. I'm really pleased about that.
Yeah, thank you very much, Steve, for your hard work on that.
You're welcome. Well, I haven't really done much apart from sit on my ass and watch other people do wonderful artwork and then negotiate with the company. So it's kind of been...
Sorry, I'll reiterate that. Thank you, everyone. It's taking part in the process of getting the badges together. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tony. Appreciated by all of us involved, which is all of us involved. So there we go. All right, awesome. What else have we got going on this agenda? Absolutely nothing. Date of next meeting. We're out of sync, guys, completely at the moment because of the way what was going on over Christmas. Technically, our next ASC would be the last week of February. So pick a day, guys. 21, 22, 23, 24. Sorry, I'll read. Yeah, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25th daytime. Times after a meeting of any of those days in the last week of February, what do we want to do?
I'm okay with any of those days apart from the 23rd.
Okay, so Wednesday's not a good day for you, that's fine. What about Thursday after the IP meeting? Do you think that would work, wouldn't it?
I'm good with that, thank you. I'm good with that.
Has anybody got an objection to it being the 24th of February?
date 24th of February.
Yeah, so Thursday 24th February, and that'll be in the IP meeting room.
I'm warning, I have to go somewhere. No, I'm fine.
Fantastic. Okay. Thank you, Jim.
Is there any way that we can have an evening meetings?
We could. Most of our meetings don't finish much before 7:30 in the evening. Which would make the ASCs running on to like kind of 9:00-ish. Which is kind of late.
Thank you.
But the Thursday, the ASC wouldn't start till the back of 2:30. And I know that could be difficult for you, Jim, because you like your siesta. Someone start a morning meeting. Come on, 10:00. Make life easier. Who knows? Okay, thanks for that, Jim. And
I'm okay with an early morning one if needed, if everyone else is in agreement with that.
Yeah, we don't have an early morning meeting to follow. We would have to be in a separate room.
It'd be a problem to have a meeting prior to any of these any of the lunchtime meetings.
Absolutely not. Would give us a time constraint.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. The average time these things take is an hour and a half to 2 hours. Mm-hmm. So I mean, it would still, if it was a say 6:00 meeting, we'd have to start the ASC at 4:00. Mm-hmm. And be done with business by 4:45, 4:45 to allow people coming into that meeting and the trusted servants of that meeting to kind of do their thing. We've kind of done this a couple of times before and bumped into people coming into the room expecting a meeting but finding themselves in the middle of an ASC. That's a bit of an issue, I think. I don't know, is it? I'm just rising it, really. One way or another, it's certainly something we could think. I mean, we've done it before, but can we just go with the 24th for February and leave it at that for a minute and come back to this?
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Thank you, Jim.
Sorry, I was trying to do something in my calendar. When is it?
24th Thursday.
Same time at 3:00.
Two thirty.
That's good.
Thank you very much. Is that right? Is it a Thursday?
It'll be 2:00.
2:00. So just gone 2:00. In other words, yeah, got you. So 2:05, same time. Or 2:15, whichever is easiest. Don't want to be driving people away, do we? Okay, fantastic. So that's good. I've made a note of that. Thursday after the IP meeting at 2:05. Brilliant.
Sorry, I had to go and be busy there for a minute, so I don't know what I missed, but I'm sure that'll all be in the minutes. But have we finished?
Almost.
Right.
Fantastic.
I had one thing I wanted to see.
Go ahead.
This was a very large group in London. It wasn't an ASC, but it was, you know, we got upwards of 100 people there in on Thursday night. And so we used to keep a motions book. We called it a book. You know, we used to have a note. We can every time at the business meetings or consciences or whatever they were, when we voted on something, I know they might be in the minutes separately, but I think it's really good practice to have them somewhere in a document that lists all the motions that have been passed so that we know, and then, you know, because a motion can be changed at any time by proposing a counter motion, you know, further down the line. But the current motions are, you know, so it gives a clear thing that anyone can refer to at any time.
Yeah, okay, that makes absolute sense. So that's just, yeah, that's another discussion that I can have with with our secretary, and it's another field.
Hang on a minute. So, I don't want to put any more work on Lisa. I'm prepared to do it.
Well, no, what I'm saying is that we can create a field in the minutes template, which is a policy log and motion log, so that would be clearly defined in each set of minutes. That then automatically creates a spreadsheet, which gives us something we can look at, and we can see all the motions in one place.
Fantastic.
That does that automatically, no work required. All it just needs is someone to say, well, there was a motion made, tick. There was a policy decided, tick.
And we used to number the motions so that if a motion was superseded by a later motion, we had a mm-hmm. column in it
yeah.
that said, when a motion was superseded,
yeah.
And we had a column in it that said superseded by motion number and whatever number it was further down the line.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. That's what the Google Forms produce is a spreadsheet that contains all the information in one place of all the inputted information in all the different fields, and you can go to a very specific place on the spreadsheet and it will show you what they are. Out of interest, it's a discussion that we're currently having with someone in the Dorset area who's probably going to take over my position as tech person for UK Fellowship Development, I hope, who's very big on this stuff and has come up with a really good motion and policy log document for the Dorset area that we could look at and maybe adopt. I'll get back to you on that. But it's something that as an area, I think is a good idea. We probably ought to start doing it. So thank you for that, Christine. Good bit of input. Fantastic. Thank you. We're learning as we go along, aren't we? Ooh, yeah, it's great stuff. Tony, would you like to take us out, my friend, please?
Thank you very much, Steve. Can we have a moment's silence for the still suffering addict in and out of the room? And for those that may never find a meeting or recovery and hope of recovery. Would you like to join me in the Serenity Prayer, the we version of the Serenity Prayer, using the words God of your understanding? God.
God. God has granted us serenity to accept the things that we cannot change, courage to change the things that we can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, everyone. Thank you.